Thankfully, Tamara Litch is out of jail. It's about time, and Pat King should be as well. He was denied bail because he would likely re-offend? How is that a threat to us Canadians? Did he kill anyone? No. Did he rob anyone? No. So he might lead a truck freedom convoy back to Ottawa. Oh, now that's seriously dangerous. They shouldn't have ever been in jail in the first place. They are not criminals, murderers, pedophiles, or abusers of women. No, just freedom protest organizers exercising their rights as Canadians, expressing their disapproval of our government's behavior as led by Trudeau, enforcing unnecessary total social control over the Canadian citizens. In fact, even though their apparent philosophies are more right of center than mine, that's their right, and Tamara Litch and Pat King should be commended for their courage and their efforts to stand up to Trudeau's poor, unscientifically based reasons for mandatory COVID-19 vaccination. This isn't too far from being like Putin's treatment of any Russians who opposes his fascistic behavior. They get sent to jail and die there, beaten to death by the riot guards, or just as bad, some even get poisoned. In Canada, it's just inappropriate misuse of our legal system and the judges to punish people who don't deserve to be punished. I would have thought our judicial members would have a more open mind about how to practice the law. Apparently not. Where is Beverly McLaughlin, former Chief Justice of Canada, when we need her? My fellow Canadians, you need to get your heads up and do some real insightful thinking about where we are going down this path of deceit led blindly by our politicians in their need for power and control. If you have an electronic mobile device, Health Canada can track you as they did the movements of 33 million Canadians without their knowledge or permission. The question that comes to mind is, who else can access that info and for what purpose? Next, it will be the chip implanted on everyone's head, and they'll have total control of your every activity, including all financial transactions, with the capacity to block any they don't see as fitting with the current policies. This is starting to make George Orwell's book 1984 look like a fairy tale, as what's about to happen will be much worse, if you let it. I'm sure glad I've had my 70 and enjoyed a challenging, exciting, joyful and productive free life, and no one can take that away from me. Sorry for you millennials, you likely won't have the same opportunities. If you don't stand up for your rights and freedoms like Tamara and Pat have done. Good luck with the rest of your lives. Hopefully you will continue to enjoy real freedom that a true democracy should give you. Daryl Florence, Cremona.